Some in the African National Congress say a coalition with the next biggest party, the Democratic Alliance, the DA, makes sense because together the two hold a comfortable majority in Parliament. Others want nothing to do with the DA. Several protested outside the hotel on the outskirts of Johannesburg, where senior ANC officials met Thursday. ANC member Thuthukile Zuma told journalists it's unacceptable to include the DA in government.
The Democratic Alliance has stood firmly against transformation, firmly against the black majority, the working class and the poor. In fact, if you read their manifesto, you'll see that they don't want minimum wage. They don't want affirmative action. They are strongly opposed to the transformation that this country needs to redress and ensure that we take our people out of poverty. What kind of a government will that be that has the enemy within? We trust our leadership of the ANC and we say we have full confidence in you, and we know that that decision, when it comes out, it will not include the Democratic Alliance.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula, a key figure in coalition talks, responded that the protesters must get real and realize the ANC didn't win the election. Because it won only 40% of the vote, said Mbalula, the ANC is forced to negotiate with other parties, including the DA.
The protest is unfortunate and is really misplaced, because this is a time for sober minds, and the outcome of the elections, as we all know, does not favor the ANC. So we don't have outright majority. In this instance, we did outline that we're talking to everyone. The message from South Africans is very clear: work together. We have engaged with everybody, and we're still talking to even others, even smaller parties, because we want to bring everybody on board. We don't want instability.
Some of the ANC's partners, including South Africa's Communist Party, warn they'll leave the ANC should it go into government with a DA. VOA has been informed that Thursday's talks among ANC top brass included a proposal to form a very broad government of national unity. It could include the DA, the leftist economic freedom fighters, the EFF, the Zulu nationalist Inkatha Freedom Party, and the conservative Patriotic Alliance. Political analyst Anne Bernstein says this could be more acceptable to ANC members and partners than a narrow coalition with a DA.
Look, we're in a very dangerous moment for the country, but also one with hope. If we can get politicians who are committed to the Constitution, to peaceful political action, the rule of law, and deepening economic reforms, it's possible to build a political center in South Africa that can take the country forward. So we're really talking to those politicians to say, don't forget, you have a country in crisis that you must fix. And that's what should be guiding your discussions as much as anything else.
DA officials told VOA the party won't be part of a government that includes the EFF. The EFF wants to change the constitution to allow the state to own all forms of private wealth, including land, banks, and gold and platinum mines. The DA says if this happens, investors could leave South Africa and unemployment and poverty would get even worse. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.